Lent is a time when we take stock and look back. We take into account the ways in which we have distanced ourselves from God. Today's gospel follows immediately following the baptism of Jesus, when he goes into the wilderness to fast and pray for 40 days and is tempted by the devil. Rector Christopher Girada of Calvary Episcopal Church in Memphis says, "Jesus' temptation in the wilderness is about our human relationship with God, our human relationship with the truth, that we are not alone in the world and are not alone to face the troubles and fears and heartbreaks and temptations on our own. We are not alone now, nor will we ever be. We just might not be confident about that. We might not be confident in the truth that we will never travel the road of life alone. We might not be able to trust the truth that God's love and presence with us is real. That is what the story of the wilderness is all about." The story before us today is one in which the lie perpetrated by the world is confronted by another choice. The world tells us we are alone and have to deal with the tragedies of our life by ourselves and without God. The choice Jesus makes stands against that choice. Jesus chooses God and sets an example for us to do the same. On Ash Wednesday, we mark ourselves to remind us that life isn't always easy. There are things that happen to us, tragedy that strikes us or those we love, bodies that fail us, relationships that disappoint us. Our bodies are flesh and bone and dust. As a result, like Jesus, we too are tempted. We are tempted to give up on God, to give up on one another, and most of all, to give up on ourselves. A couple years ago, one of my dear friends and neighbors faced serious changes in her life. While she was just past 70, her body was changing. Her balance wasn't always sure. She had several falls resulting in hospitalizations, rehab, and casts to heal broken bones. She also suffered from depression and was on various medications, some of which I was convinced caused her problems with her balance. In addition, her mind is not always clear, and she had 4 or 5 car accidents. During one time, she mistook the gas pedal for the brake and catapulted herself over a neighbor's stone wall. She was in physical therapy with a broken wrist. Her doctor suspended her driver's license. She was unable to drive and became dependent on others, mostly us, her neighbors, and a couple of close friends who cared for her needs. She used to come to my house for dinner at least twice a week. I spoke with her nearly every day and took her shopping once a week. The physical changes coupled with the depression led her to a place where she simply wanted to give up. If her loss of independence were to become permanent, the solution she thought was to take her own life. In spite of my best efforts and those of our circle of friends, she could not and would not see another way for herself. She was in the wilderness and cannot see a way out. She was angry, angry with God, angry with her body, and ultimately angry with us who supported her. A year ago, her travails continued. She was raking leaves and her foot slipped into a groundhog hole and it twisted and broke in 3 places. To tell her God is with her during those times only made matters worse. She was not in a place to be able to hear it. But I knew she had other choices. Choices to change things to improve her quality of life in spite of the obvious and painful losses she had experienced. A choice in which she could place trust in others and ultimately in God. But all she could see was a trap and a temptation to stay in that dark place. One of the points I make with caregivers of loved ones is that each person has a right to make choices, even if those choices may produce bad outcomes. This is hard to tell someone and harder thing to hear, particularly if you are responsible for the well-being of a person. But it's true. My friend, in spite of all our best efforts, had the right to make bad decisions regardless of what we say. But she must live with the consequences of those choices. And after these years of repeated falls and injuries, she finally came to a conclusion that taking care of a lawn and raking leaves or dealing with the snow was no longer viable for her. When an opportunity arose for her to move into a condo community where those things would be taken care of, she finally was ready to see another way and consider other choices, and she recently moved. She still comes to dinner and will be at my house tonight, and her driving is fine now that she's off all those meds. Today, in the story of the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus gives us an invitation to make a choice different than what the world offers, a choice for God, and to remake that choice every day to trust God. Our faith tells me that I have to trust, and I have a purpose in this world, and that I am never alone, that God walks with me every step of the way. Today, as we begin this season of Lent, we will be offering prayers for healing and anointing shortly. Healing, my friends, is not the same thing as a cure, and we often confuse one for the other. Healing takes place when we look at the reality of our lives and begin to reconcile ourselves to that reality. Healing takes place when we make the choice to trust that no matter what happens, we do not stand alone. Healing has within it a confidence that we're not alone. God is with us even if we doubt or can't see it. When we make the choice to trust God, our lives can be lived with a confidence that God is always with us, even to the end, even in the face of the most dreadful things that life dishes out. And most of the time, we experience God with us in and through the love, support, and caring of one another. We are all connected to one another in spite of a world whose currency feeds on division, fear, and separation. There is an interdependence within all that exists, and this becomes abundantly clear when we daily make our choice for God. We see more clearly God's hand in the wilderness of our lives, a hand that can lead us out of it. Today, Jesus reminds us that we have a choice. The question for each of us remains, what shall we choose?